I've got several testimonies. I decided not to use any of those tonight. So God wants me to share something else, which I will share. I did a dry run on this in prison last Friday night. So Angelo and Johnny have heard it. But you're not going to hear, guys, the parts that made me cry, okay? I can't go there again tonight. So those are going to be left out. I just can't do it again. This is kind of my wife, who is my number one accountability partner, told me I can't use this time to preach, so I'm not going to preach. But I'm going to share my testimony, and in so doing, I may hope that there are some things that you might consider might apply to your life as well. Okay, I won't have to tell you that. If it does, latch on to it, and let's see where God wants to take it, okay? This is my story. I am not going to go into the details. It's too long. I only have like 25 minutes, and I could talk for 3 hours. But when I write the book, buy the book. Until then, you're just going to get a quick version of it. All right, my name is Rick, and I am a son of God. That is one thing I'll stop right there and talk about is my handle. For years before there was a Celebrate Recovery, I went to secular recovery 12-step programs, and I loved them. But the day finally came when I could no longer take my turn and say, my name is Rick, and I'm a drug addict, or my name is Rick, and I'm an alcoholic. Every time I said that, I felt horrible. The Holy Spirit was saying, you liar, you're not. You used to be, but you're free. Don't you say that no more. So I had to leave. But I still loved him, but it wasn't for me. Even Bill W. in the big book says, you know what, you're supposed to grow spiritually. You're not supposed to stay the same. You know, so that happens. And we wish them well, but when it's time for us to grow and be different, we have to answer the call, you know? So I was born, I'm going to give you a quick overview and then hit on some spots. Right here in central Missouri, Windsor, Missouri was where I was born. Dr. Windsor, as a matter of fact, was my doctor right here. I don't remember myself. I was raised here in a family that was godless and quite messed up. My father was an alcoholic who was very sick, and our home was a living hell. As soon as I was old enough, I think I was about 13, I left home and went out on my own, and I got a full-time job when I was 15. Up until then, I worked in laundries and wherever I could work. I was a very juvenile delinquent. I was involved in about everything. Back then, it was just drinking booze. I became a drunk's drunk early on when I was a young teen. I never heard the word God in my home. I had nothing to prevent me from being dangerous and damaging. I stole what I want when I wanted. I didn't even consider it being wrong. I mean, it was mine. If I wanted it, it was mine. And I hurt people so I could be accepted by the worst of the worst, and I just wanted to belong. And so they were pretty easy to, it was pretty easy to get into their crowd. All you had to be was insane, so I fit. I lived a really horrible life for a number of years until I was about 20, actually. When I was 21, I married my wife, who was a Christian. My mother, of all things, had gotten saved when she was about 40, and between the two of them, they prayed for me. I was doing well in the world by the world standards. I had a great job. I continued to move up in my jobs and got better jobs and better jobs. And had two lovely daughters, three eventually. One was kind of a latecomer. Between all the prayers and other influences that God put in my life, when I was about 25, I surrendered to God, gave him my heart. I had already settled down when I was ready to get married to my wife. I was also ready to leave behind the trash. I was burnt out. So I toned it down, and God began to work in my heart. I became a Christian. I loved God as best I could. God blessed our family for 20 years. At the end of that time, we ended up in Texas, and I was an executive in a large company. And my wife had never had to work. She was able to focus on raising our three kids. And I was a deacon in a very large Baptist church. I was a respected neighbor and businessman. I was a devoted family man and had lots of friends that respected me. When I was 39, it kicked in, and I had something called midlife crisis. And I was in a bad position because I had not been